Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight?
Welcome, everybody, to Wednesday night Bible study. We thank God for this opportunity to come one more time to be in His presence to receive revelation, knowledge, and understanding of the Word of God. We just want to thank God for what He's doing, what He's done, and what He's about to do. So let us pray. Welcome as everybody is coming in. And I love that song, Set Me Free. My husband reminded me of that song when we used to do the preacher and the pastor show last year, Set Me Free. And I would just be so excited. I'd just be loving being free. And so be free, you all. Be free. Life has so much to keep us in bound and imprison us in. Be free. You know, I'm telling my husband today, and we'll go in prayer in a minute. As soon as we allow other people to come on in, come on in. We're talking about the mask here in Texas where the governor has mandated that now we don't have to wear masks. But still, even though we are free, some people are still allowing themselves to operate in bondage or be in prison. And I'm just giving that example, though God has said we are free and that Jesus said us free, we're free indeed, but it's all about do you believe it? Some people don't believe that we're free to take the mask out, that we're still going to get sick, we're still going to be, you know, plagued with this virus. So, you know, be free and then trust God in your freedom. Because He has sent Jesus to set you free. Believe it or not, so many people are still living in bondage because they don't believe. Once you believe that you are free, that, you know, sickness and disease does not have any rights in your body, then you're free. So we went out, as we always was doing before they made us put on a mask. We was like, no, we got to put it on until people are free. Like, they're free. Just trust God, you are. Trust God. We're not operating in ignorance, but we are free. And it's all about what you believe. Let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come, Lord God, to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come believing on tonight, oh God. Oh, Father God, in your word, oh God, not man-made word, oh God, or what man has to say. But, Lord, we come believing in your word and what you have called us to do. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do in the life of those that believe and trust in you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. No doubt. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you would just have your way right now in this Bible study, oh God. Oh Lord, let all that we learn this Bible study, every scripture, oh God, let it take root and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace, amen, all the days of our life. And we just want to say thank you, and we love you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for new mercy and new grace, oh God, that you're afforded to us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that great is he that's in us and he that's in the world, that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, amen. We come abiding in Christ and Christ in us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we can decree and declare by faith on today that we are victorious and prosperous in every area of our life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So now we come against every unteachable spirit, every spirit of fear, disbelief, oppression, depression, anxiety right now. We come against every fighting spirit, familiar spirit, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit that's operating in us, in our home and ministry, outside the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you that we can declare and declare right now by the blood of Jesus Christ and his power and his name. And I will come by faith on tonight that we are free and that we are free indeed because Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, has set us free. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh Lord, touch every heart and mind on tonight, oh God. Oh, Lord, we come lifting up our brother and friend, Darrell, who lost his son on today, oh, God. Lord, we pray that peace come in his heart and mind, oh, God. Lord, that you will comfort the family, oh, God, right in their time of loss, oh, God. So, Father God, we ask right now, Jehovah Shammah, that you would just wrap your arms around every family member and the father right now. Bring that comfort and peace, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh, God, that we declare the prayer that we've been doing for a night, oh, God. But joy cometh in the morning in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, Lord, we know when we lose someone, hallelujah, it's hard to see the light, oh God, and even to speak of joy, but we speak joy right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For the Bible says, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, to be absent from the body is to be present with God, amen. And we just want to say, thank you, understand that God that comes on earth has to go back to earth, but the Spirit of the Lord that dwells in us has to go back to him, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. So Lord, we just want to say thank you. We pray the protection over our children right now. We bring the blood of Jesus Christ over our children, whether they're young or old, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, and grown up, oh God. We pray right now, hallelujah, that the blood cover and keep them in the name of Jesus Christ and protect them from seeing and unforeseen dangers of this world, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We give it all over to you, Lord. We put it all in your hands and we leave it there. And we walk in our newness. For the Bible says, when we're in Christ, we become new. So we're walking in our newness, that the old man and woman has passed away and the new has come. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you allow the scripture lesson take root, oh God, like never before. Let it take root and manifest, hallelujah, great me, oh God, of your goodness, oh God. Let the fruits of your Holy Spirit take root in us right now and our family members in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over everyone that's on the line today, your family, all that you love and concerned about, how with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody. I'm going to open up your line. I just want to say welcome. I want to hear your voices on today. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Evangelist amen. Kimberly Redford, God bless you. Welcome. How are you doing?
Oh, blessed by the best. Blessed by the best. God bless y'all.
Amen. God bless you, too. Welcome. Welcome, Sister Connie Northern. Welcome. God bless you. How you doing, Sister Connie?
Thank you. Doing well. Doing well. Glad to be here this evening. Thank you.
Hey, amen. God bless you. I'm not sure who number this is. I think it may be Brother Washington, 7793. Is that Brother Washington, 7793, last four digits? 718 area code. Is that you, Brother Washington? 718. Last one did your phone number 7793. Welcome. God bless you. God bless you. I'm not sure who it is, but we welcome you to Bible study on tonight. Those that are tuned in via internet, God bless you. Welcome, Pastor Manning. Go ahead.
Amen. God bless everyone. I'm so glad to be here with each and every one of you tonight in Bible study. This is the day that God has made for us to rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank God. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity to be able to learn from you, to commune with you tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I'll thank you all. So every time I have silence, everybody's mic. That way, when it's time for any questions or comments for the lesson, we'll open those mics up so we're not catching anything, you know, the background of everyone. So tonight, you all, last week we had a great time, you know, talking about different spirits and demonic spirits. So tonight we're going to talk about spirit, soul, and body, the spirit, soul, and body of man and woman, of mankind. We're going to be in, let's start with in the book of Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 23. We're talking about the spirit, the soul, and the body. Amen. So I'll be giving you a few different scriptures here on tonight, you all, as we're talking about the spirit, soul, and body. And I'm going to slow down. I'm going to make sure that everybody's able to hear me and receive on tonight. Amen. And so I'll stop in between if you have any questions or comments at that time. So we're 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. Do I have that? Okay. Hallelujah. We thank God for the scripture. The Bible says, "Then may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Amen? Amen? So, and then we're going to go to John 3 and 6. The Bible says, you can write these scriptures down. Just give you scriptures that you can go to regarding the spirit, soul, and body. So the Bible says in John chapter 3 and 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Amen? So you are from the words of Jesus. We see that your human spirit is the part of you that is born of the Holy Spirit. But what about your soul and body? I was giving an example today to my daughters and letting them understand how the spirit profits the body and how the body does not profit the spirit. Because if you don't have the spirit, the body is nothing without the spirit. Amen? And I was giving an example of a young man on YouTube who was in an accident, and he was driving a tractor, and the tractor flipped over, and he crushed his whole body. And he said, I had to make a decision if I was going to live. He decided to live. So I forgot what they call that kind of surgery. So they cut everything off from his hip. Literally all he had was a torso, but it was the spirit that kept him. Amen? It's a spirit. And we hear all the time the spirit is made perfect because it's the spirit. So you all, the word soul, let's talk about the word soul, is the Greek word psyche. So it's the psychological part of you. It's the psychological part of you, your mind, will, and emotion. We talk about soul. So this part of you was not born again, okay? So it may be affected by the new birth in your spirit, but it was not born again. See, your soul must be transformed by the renewing of your mind through the word of God. We see this in the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Now, if you want to go over there with me, you can go over and see it for yourself. We always talk about the renewing of the minds daily, renewing our minds daily. So if you go over to Romans chapter 12, and I want somebody to read it for me. If you press 1, I'll open up your line to read that scripture, Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do I have a volunteer today? Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Let me know if y'all can hear me clearly. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Let's press 1. Last man, you got Romans chapter 12, verse 2, let me know. Amen. I want to give everybody the opportunity to get there. Okay. All right, let me open up your line. Go ahead.
Okay, Romans 12 and verses 2 reads, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what it is good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen. So if you didn't get this, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, you all, renewing of your mind. This has to be done. Your soul must be transformed by the renewing of your mind through the word of God. So your will has to be submitted to God.
Amen.
We look at James chapter 4, verse 7, you all. Your will must be submitted to God.
Amen.
Let thy will be done. Father God, I bind my will to the will of God. What is that? Not your will, but the will of God. So in fact, your soul needs to be saved, delivered by receiving the meekness, the engrafted word. Amen. Your body has to be brought under subjection, you all. When we look in the book of James, let's go to James. We want to go to scripture. Let's go to James, you all. James chapter 1, verse 21. When you get there, say amen. And press 1, we'll have someone to read. James chapter 1, verse 21. James chapter 1, verse 21. Let's see if Evangelist Kim has it. Evangelist Kim, do you have James chapter 1, verse 21?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Could you read it?
Oh, you said verse 7 or verse 21? James.
James chapter 1, verse 21.
Oh, okay. I had the wrong one. James chapter 1, verse 21. Okay.
Time to get there. Mm-hmm.
Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls.
Amen.
That's it?
Amen. You all.
Okay.
That's it. That's
Amen.
It. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. So we see here, you all, which is very, very important. This is very important, you all. You all, that we do this. If your soul needs to be saved, delivered by receiving with meekness and being grafted for it. So your body has to be brought under subjection. We see this in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 27. Let's go there. We're going to go through a lot of scriptures tonight. Well, I want to see for yourselves. You all highlight those scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. Pastor, let me know when you have it. All right, go ahead and read that for us, please.
1 Corinthians chapter 9, 27. But I keep under my body and bring it to subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway.
This is Apostle Paul speaking, you all. If after he's preached, lest he become a castaway. That means you're not living and doing according to what you're preaching. So you must yourself, as a minister, as a pastor, those who are ministering and preaching, we got to bring ourselves under subjection. We all are supposed to do this anyway. So that is so important. We also know that sickness, which can be a spirit as well. We look in the book of Luke chapter 13, verse 11. Let's go there, you all. Like I said, tonight we're going to be going to scripture because I want you to see this for yourself. I want you to lay eyes on the scripture tonight. The Bible says in Luke chapter 13, verse 11. Let's get someone here to read the scripture. I don't want to just read them. I want you all to go there with me on tonight to the scripture. That's the book of Luke, chapter 13, verse 11. I don't mind who reads it. We use the same people to read it. That's fine, too. Let me know if you have it, Evangelist Kim or Pastor Manny. Luke chapter 13, verse 11. Okay, what about you, Evangelist Kim? You have the scripture already?
I'm almost there. Let's see. Luke chapter 11. I'm sorry, Luke what?
13. Chapter 13, verse 11.
Okay, I do have it. All right. It says,
okay, go ahead.
And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself.
Right, so she was bent over and couldn't straighten up at all. Mm-hmm. So you all, listen, I want you to understand this about sickness. It's a spirit, and it's an oppression of the devil. I want y'all to understand this. It's a spirit. People don't believe that sickness is a spirit. That is a spirit. You can call those things out. It's a spirit, and it's an oppression. It's an oppression of the devil. You know, even we talk about Job in the Bible. You know, when the enemy, when God allowed Satan, when God removed the hedge and allowed Satan to do all these things to Job, it was a spirit. So when we look in the book of Acts chapter 10, Pastor, take us there, the book of Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Let me know when you get there, Pastor. That's 10, verse 38. When you get there, just go ahead and read it. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Amen.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Amen.
Acts chapter 10, 38.
38. Amen. Amen. Right here, you all. Just have a good understanding. You know, we can lay our eyes on the scripture and understand. So, the oppression of the devil can be in the bodies, you all, of born-again believers. I want y'all to understand it. So, although Christians don't have demons in their born-again, recreated spirits, you all, many times they can and do have demons in their souls or physical bodies. So, these areas of a believer are being progressively sanctified and preserved, blameless, according to the book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. So if you will receive this revelation, it will be the first step toward receiving your deliverance and helping others to get free and to stay free. Amen? So don't fall for the lie that Christians can't have demons. That is what the devil wants you to believe. So if you don't believe you need help, you won't seek any. Even though you may know from experience, there is something in you that is driving and controlling you. And if we can just be honest, right? Can we be honest? You know, having those moments and you know it was something else that was operating in you, it was not the Spirit of God. It was not the Holy Spirit. Because understand, there are many spirits. There are many spirits. And we've been talking about that here in Bible study. And if you haven't been in all our Bible studies up to this point, I would suggest that you go back because they are archived, so they're stored up, so you can go back and listen to those other Bible studies. And even if you need a refresher course on that, go back. They are there for that. Amen. Let's talk about the emotions, you all. Let's talk about our emotions here. There are many believers, you all. We are believers, amen, who are bound in the area of the emotions. How many people say, I'm so emotional, I'm an emotional person? How many times do we let our emotions get before us? And we act out of emotion. See, spirits of hurt, rejection, anger, hatred, rage, sadness, and grief can all dwell in the emotions. So there are also spirits that can block and bind up the emotions, okay? So people with emotional problems are in need of deliverance. You command these spirits that are dwelling in the emotions to come out. We talked about that last week. We're talking about calling those spirits out, calling them out, like Jesus did. He didn't say come out. He said come out. So we call those emotions to come out and pray for the person's emotions to be healed and restored. Amen. When we look in the book of Psalms 23 and 3, one of my favorite scriptures, actually, Psalms 23 and 3, hallelujah. Psalm 23 and 3. Y'all want to go there with me? Psalm 23 and 3. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's that scripture. Psalm 23 and 3. He renews my life. He leads me along the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So we're looking at the scripture in Psalm 23 and 3. For the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So in verse 3, he renews my life. He leads me along the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So you all, we're talking about emotions and being renewed. Let's talk about the body. Demons desire to indwell bodies and consider them their habitation. So understand that the spirit needs a body. It needs a body to indwell in. So different parts of the body can be the dwelling place for certain kinds of spirits. So, for example, stubbornness and rebellion can lodge in the neck and shoulder area. Spirits of lust can dwell in the eyes, the hands, the abdomen, and in any part of the body that has not been yielded to sexual sin. The spirits of mind control and confusion would naturally all dwell where? Anybody got that word dwell where? In the mind, in the head area. Pride can lodge in the back and the spine area. Spirits of infirmity lodge in the body, full body. Healing for the body is directly tied to deliverance. Spirits of infirmity must be cast out before healing can take place. Coming against the spirit of infirmity, you all. When we look in the book of Luke, let's go there. The book of Luke chapter 13, verse 11 through 13. The book of Luke chapter 13, verse 11 through 13. Okay, let me know when y'all get there. The book of Luke chapter 13, verse 11 through 13. We just read it. A woman was there who had been disabled by a spirit of over 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, we go, come on, go from 12. Evangelist read to 11. Let's read 12 and 13. Pastor, you have it over there? Chapter 13, 11 through 13. So we're going to start at 12. Okay, go.
And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and he said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmities. And 13, and he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God.
Yes, Lord. So she was restored. She was restored. Amen. She was restored. I'm sorry. She was restored. We see this in scripture, you all. She was restored. Amen. So Jesus loosed this woman from a spirit of infirmity that was dwelling in her back and spine area. This spirit caused her to be bowed over, you all, bent over. It said for 18 years. Jesus healed her by casting the spirit out of her body. When sickness and disease are treated as demons and cast out, we will see greater manifestations, you all, of healing. According to the book of Acts, chapter 10, 38, we read that sickness is an oppression of the devil. The word oppressed is the Greek word of katadalnastio, which means to exercise dominion over. So in other words, spirits of infirmity are exercising dominion over certain parts of a person's body. So by casting them out, y'all, we destroy their dominion and see the person set free and healed. Amen? So many believers have seen the close connection between deliverance and healing. So, but if we study the ministry of Jesus, y'all, we see him ministering healing to the sick by casting out evil spirits. He wasn't giving them medication or drugs to go cut this tree down or drink out this leaf or sip out of this cup. You saw him ministering healing to the sick by casting out evil spirits. We see it throughout the whole Bible. He didn't tell them to go to the doctor or go see this man. Literally, he was calling the spirits out.
Come out.
Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I mean, we say it in the name of Jesus. We call them out in the name of Jesus. So he was calling them to come out. He was Jesus himself.
God.
He was God. So now we use that power that is in us, amen, because we ain't Christ and Christ is in us. We have that same power to call these spirits out, call these demons out. Well, amen. In Luke chapter 4, verse 40 through 41, the Bible says, and when the sun was setting, all they had that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him. And I mean many diseases. And he laid his hand on every one of them and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew he was Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So notice that as Jesus was ministering to the sick through the land of hands on, y'all, evil spirits would manifest and he would cast them out. he would cast him out. When we look in the book of Mark chapter 3, verse 10 through 11, you all, Mark chapter 3, verse 10 through 11, Bible says, for he healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him to touch him, and as many as had plagues and unclean spirits, when they saw him, they fell down before him and cried, saying, thou art the Son of God. So evidently, you all, everywhere Jesus went, ministering with a healing anointing, demons would react and come out. Can't send somebody presence, they had something and they couldn't even stay around you. They had to go. It was just something. When they saw you coming, you started speaking, they had to go. They had to flee because that thing, the demon that's on the inside of them, couldn't take you. They had to go. So demons hate the anointing because it causes them to manifest. Amen? And it drives them out. So when praying for people with infirmities, you all, or command spirits or are hiding in the body to come out, you can also command spirits to come out of the bones, the muscles, the joints, the blood, the nerves, and glands. You can call it out to come out of those places in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We got to use in the name of Jesus because it's power. Power is in the name of Jesus. Amen? I'm going to, well, this time, you all, if you have any questions, let's open up the lines. If you have any questions or comments at this time, let's answer those questions or comments. If not, we'll continue on with the lesson. Anybody have any questions or comments? Okay, let's start with Evangelist Kimberly Westford. Do you have any questions or comments at this point?
So, like we're talking about, you know, commanding sickness and stuff to come out of people. So are we saying we don't need we don't need to go to doctors and everything? I mean, I'm just trying to get clarification on this.
No, doctors are put in place. Doctors are put in place for a reason, but every doctor not a doctor of God. Every doctor is not anointed doctor of God. You'll go to some doctors and they'll give you all the medication in the world. Then you'll have some that say, let's see, let's trust God. Let's just give it some time and see what God's going to do. And that's why we have the power to speak to any medication that we take. The doctors are there until all is done. But when you know how to speak to that thing and command it to come out and believe it, because what happens is a lot of times we're operating with unbelief, thinking that we are believing. And I don't know if you've ever been sick and you laid your hands on yourself with all faith, knowing by speaking to that thing in the name of Jesus Christ, you begin to feel a release. You begin to feel delivered from that thing. But first we got to be delivered, then we can be healed. So if a person is not delivered, right, then the healing will not take root. So now the person is operating and they have not been delivered. That means they're operating with unforgiveness, lust, whatever it is in their life. So many people are operating with so many things and have not been delivered from it. They keep going back to it. So guess what? Those same spirits of demons, that little one is still in there operating. It opens the door to allow everything else to come back in. So now the enemy is operating, having people think you can't use the word of God to be healed. So they're going, well, I shouldn't have to go to no doctor. What the doctors are for? God will use that doctor because you got to understand there are anointed doctors that God has put in place for his people. Just like the devil has put people in place in the different system for their people.
Amen.
So you have a doctor that can lay hands on you, prescribe something, decree and declare over that thing, and it will heal you and speak to that thing that's in your body. I don't know if you ever had an encounter with someone in the medical field that you knew that was a woman, a man, or God.
Mm-hmm. I have.
Yeah. Yes, and they're not quick to put you on medication. They're not quick to cut you open and cut you up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of people, why people are not getting healed is because they're not delivered. Because you got to be delivered first for healing. The healing can take root. So if you still like dealing with bitterness or resentment or anger or unforgiveness, a lust, a perversion, all this, then it's those things we have to be delivered from so that we can receive our complete healing and stay healed.
Amen.
That makes sense to you.
Amen. Definitely.
But see, the enemy wants us to think we can't be healed and don't want us to use the word thinking, but we don't understand the whole breakdown of it. It's like, well, I keep speaking to it, but people got that wavering faith. People believe for a moment and get feeling better, and then they'll wait for that thing to come and, ooh, I'm feeling good. I wonder how long I'm going to feel good. I wonder how long this is going to be before it come back on me.
Yeah.
That's not operating with true belief and being delivered. So many of us have to be delivered, whether we want to, acknowledge that or not. Things that we're dealing with, behind closed doors in our own minds. And that's why we're talking about the mind, soul, and spirit, the body. That's why we're talking about that tonight, why it's so important that we hit all those points.
Amen.
Amen. Did I answer your question, Evangelist?
You definitely did. Thank you so much.
Okay, I just want to make sure I answered to, you know, the satisfaction. I don't want you nobody to get off the line and say, I didn't understand, I didn't get that, I don't. And I, you know, try to break it down as clear as I can.
Yeah.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we understand that, because a lot of us are just not delivered, and we have to be delivered so that we can be healed. Deliverance has to take place first. All right, thank you, Evangelist. I'm sure somebody had that question too, like, so should I not go to the doctor? Is the doctor not shared? Or just, you know, to heal me? Or many people that went and got treatment and never got healed just to be treated. And people say, I've been doing this for so long, and God has healed me finally. But God was just waiting for us to get into that place to be delivered, you know. And I don't want to call nobody name, but I've told someone before and said, the reason why, I said, God's going to heal you, but you got to be delivered. This is what's keeping you from your healing. You got to be delivered and set free from that thing, and you got to stay away from, because God knows if you take it away completely right now, you're going to go right back to it.
Right.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you, Evangelist Kim, for that question.
God bless you. Oh, no problem.
God bless you, too. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen.
Love you
all
too.
Right, everyone. So we're going to just kind of wrap up here a little bit, go a little bit further with you, and then I'll wrap up. I won't keep you all on. And I want to talk about the speech. You all, evil spirits that manifest through the tongue are often hiding in the heart, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We see this in the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 34. Spirits that hide in the heart can include bitterness, lust, pride, fear, hatred, hurt, sadness, covetousness, greed, and unbelief. Cursing, you all, lying, blasphemy, murmuring, and filthy conversation are spirits that link up with spirits in the heart to manifest through the tongue. So if the enemy can control your tongue, he will ensnare you through the words of your mouth. We see this in the book of Proverbs 6:2, you all. So when praying for people with problems in the speech area, command spirits that are hiding in the heart to come out. Amen? Amen? Okay. Let's go. I want you to go with me in Proverbs 6:2. I was going to just, you know, kind of go over that. But let's go to Proverbs 6:2, everyone. Proverbs 6:2, if you can go there with me, amen. And I'll read. I just want you to put your eyes on it for yourself. Proverbs 6:2, Proverbs 6:2, give you all time to get there. Proverbs 6:2, the Bible says, amen, are y'all there? Proverbs chapter 6, verse 2, amen. I'm waiting for everyone to get there, okay? You have been snared by the words of your mouth, trapped by the words from your mouth. This is in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 2. You have been snared by the words of your mouth, trapped by the words from your mouth. So it's right here in Scripture, you all. All right? So you have it there for you. So you have to be careful. Evil spirits that manifest through the tongue, they're hiding, you all, in the heart. All right? So let's talk about appetite. This is a problem area for many people. We were once praying, you all, I've had a lady that was, message me about eating disorder or overeating, anorexia. There was a story about that where the church was praying for a young lady suffering from anorexia nervosa, who had completely lost her appetite. She would, you know, regurgitate and any food she tried to eat and was slowly dying of starvation. And so they had commanded the evil spirit to come out of her appetite, and she began to scream and speak that it felt like someone was sticking a knife in her stomach, and she was set free and regained her appetite. And the story was that now she is serving the Lord fully, you all. You know, let's talk about addiction spirits to food, alcohol, and drugs can be in the appetite, causing the person to have compulsive desires in these areas. But we can command these spirits to come out of the appetite. Remember, you all, we need to bring demons out of the cave that they are hiding in to expose and cast them out. So once you know their location, where they're hiding, it will help you cast them out. You know, addiction spirits can also dwell in the mouth, the taste buds, the throat, and the stomach area. Amen. You know, the things to get knowledge, you all having knowledge of this. And now that we have knowledge of it, we know how to use it. You know, it's one thing to have the ammunition, but not knowing how to use it. So now that we know what we have and now we know how to use it, amen. Let's talk about the sexual character, and we'll wrap up right here. We'll talk about the sexual character, spirits of lust, you all, spirits of perversion, adultery, fornication will invade and seek to control the person's sexual character. So along with sexual sin comes guilt, shame, and condemnation, which will hide in a person's conscience, causing them to feel guilty and ashamed. Sexual sin is a sin against the body, and the enemy wants believers to be bound in this area. To be honest, it's a lot of ministers and people that are in the pulpit are dealing with this spirit here, spirit of lust, perversion, adultery, and fornication, and it's taking control over them, their sexual character. So spirits of lust and sexual impurity can dwell in any part of the body you are that has been yielded to sexual sin, given into. Yielding means given into, you all. Pornography is an open door for lust spirits to invade the eyes, and masturbation spirits can indwell in the hands, you all. Command evil spirits to come out of the sexual character and different parts of the body, of your body, when praying for whether yourself or praying for other people with sexual problems. Amen. So at this time, if you have any questions or comments, we'll take those right now. Press 1, and we'll take those questions. Amen. Don't be afraid. That's how we, you know, people, they don't want to talk about the realness of what's going on. You know, we can't get help. Who goes to the doctor and say, my leg is hurting when it's their head that is hurting? Who goes into surgery for something other than what is the problem? So it's so important, you all, that we are delivered and set free. And how do we know how to get delivered and set free? And we learn those things so that we can become educated, gain knowledge, so that we can be set free completely. Amen. So we don't have to keep going, you know, going on the same mountain, you know. It keeps playing over and over again. And we become part of that play, you know, play that thing on rewind. You know, we don't want to continue to rewind ourselves in these areas, but be totally delivered, completely delivered, and completely set free. Amen. Does anybody have any questions? Press 1 or comment. Okay. Then just came out and open up your line, because once you press 1 the first time, it keeps your line open to it. Did you have a question or comment, Evangelist Kim?
I did. Thank you. Wonderful lesson. Thank you so much.
Amen. Yeah, some people, you know, when we can be real and honest with ourselves, everyone, and we can have an honest teaching and an honest preaching, we can help so many people. But everybody's not ready for the sincerity of the Word of God, the honesty that's in it, bringing knowledge so that we can be delivered and set free, you all. And that is what God is using me for. All may not agree with the teaching, but it's there in Scripture. And that's why it was so important tonight that we go to the Scripture so you can lay eyes on it for yourself and see. It's not something that's been made up on preaching and teaching on my own. It's here in the Bible, amen? And as I am led, and just thanking God for the material information to be able to provide, amen? So I thank God for everyone on tonight and attended Bible study. I'm hoping that Bible study will grow even more, that God will add more to the Bible study. Many people are just getting so caught up with everything else that's going on, but I am praying that they'll come on back in, be in Bible study, be fed. We need to be fed that our spiritual bellies will be full, that we will not be hungry and end up eating off somebody else's plate and end up operating according to the world and not according to the Word of God. So God bless everyone on tonight. Let us pray as we leave this place and never the presence of God. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for the word and lesson that went forth on tonight, Lord God, that we all are delivered and set free, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that our appetite is set free, our speech, our sexual character, in the name of Jesus Christ, our emotions, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our body, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you that we decree and declare that we are free indeed. Oh, Father God, we just can't thank you enough against you. We thank you. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, oh God, as we lay down tonight, Father God, that you will, hallelujah, send your angel of restoration, oh God, your angel of healing and knowledge and wisdom, oh God, to come and minister to your children, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will wake up, restored, renewed, and regenerated, hallelujah, by your Holy Spirit, and we just want to say thank you, we love you, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you encamp your ward angels around everyone's household, everything that they have or will have, protecting us from all seen and unforeseen dangers of this world, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over everyone on the call today and the lesson on today, and our family members and loved ones and all that we're concerned about in love, for we're all covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, as we lay down tonight to sleep, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you will speak to our hearts, oh God. Oh, Father God, that you will speak to us mighty and strong, oh God, and let the fruits of your Holy Spirit take root in us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things fulfill, and with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Everyone, God bless you. God keep you. I look forward to seeing you all here on next Wednesday at 7 p.m. for Bible study. Amen. And at that time, you all, we will be, our next lesson to come, we'll be talking about disannulling demonic covenants. So if you came on here late tonight, you can go back in about 2 minutes once we close out, and you can hear the lesson for yourself. But next Wednesday, we'll be talking about, as we're still here, on deliverance and spiritual warfare, we'll be talking about disannulling demonic covenant. Amen. So I thank God for you all. Tomorrow we will have a midweek service, but it'll be a pre-recorded service from last Thursday. For those of you all who missed last Thursday service, we're just going to run Thursday midweek service again from last week. So tune in if you missed it or if you want to hear it again. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Father God, we thank you for one more time. In Jesus' name, y'all be blessed.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,